It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. When's the last time you checked your newspaper for a public notice? Those are ads in the classified section that let you know about things like public hearings or a request for government bids. In North Carolina, local municipalities are required to pay to post them in newspapers. Many state lawmakers, like Republican Representative Chuck McGrady, say it's not worth it for taxpayers, since they say the internet and social media make it easy to spread the word. Here he is during a recent floor debate.
I think the idea of how we get notices out most effectively is changing, and the technology is very different now than back when we originally adopted the law.
Initially, a bill proposed lifting that requirement in all counties throughout the state. The bill that finally made it through only did so for Guilford County. Republican Representative John Faircloth represents parts of that county. During floor debate, he said he sees it as a pilot program.
This gives us, I think, a good look at whether or not this type of communication with the public is the way to go for the future.
So how much revenue do public notices generate for newspapers? Phil Lucy is the executive director of the North Carolina Press Association.
That would vary from paper to paper. One of the things that we looked at with this local bill that came up is what some of the governments are spending on these notices. But the city of Greensboro last year, they spent about $69,000 in notices. I think it was about 0.01% of their budget. And, you know, that's the other question, too, is when you ask, what does this mean for revenue to papers? The argument that we heard, which was inaccurate, was that this is some sort of a subsidy for newspapers. And it's not, because for a few reasons. One, these are not just all government notices that are placed in papers. And there's also the private notices as well. And it's a very small portion of most government's budgets of what they're required to publish to inform the citizens of what's going on.
But haven't some papers come out and said that they may have to shut down if they don't get the revenue from these legal notices?
Yes, we did see some of the headlines on that. And, you know, there's smaller papers throughout the state that, you know, their business models have changed over the years, and this is not 100% of their revenue, but they take a pretty big hit on it, where some of the larger metro papers may be able to take on some of that hit with either through layoff or cutting back a little bit. The smaller community papers just, you know, don't have that resource.
Don't these notices effectively subsidize those papers if they say they'll shut down?
Well, it's a good portion of their revenues. It's not 100%. But again, it's going to be hard for some of these smaller newspapers to be able to withstand that. And in turn, for these notices that are published in the newspapers, they're providing a service, you know, for that local, you know, county government.
Lawmakers first wanted to drop the legal notice requirement from newspapers in all 100 counties of North Carolina, but the final law that actually passed just affects Guilford County. Why do you think they decided to target Guilford County?
We heard it in debates, you know, why is this targeting just one county? And specifically, you know, some lawmakers asked, why is this really targeted at one newspaper?
Specifically, a Greensboro News and Record columnist says, this law is an attack on that particular paper. Do you see it that way?
You know, we've asked that question to the original sponsors and to Senator Wade, you know, if this is something that is personal, and we couldn't get an answer back on that. So I think you'd have to ask the senator on what the motivation is for bringing this up year after year.
And you're talking about Senator Trudy Wade, who was the lawmaker who has really been pushing for this particular
That's correct.
Law.
And, you know, when we ask the question, either in meetings or in with, I believe, the News and Record as well, you know, we get the answer, well, this is about transparency, and point back to, well, there's 85,000 plus people just in this county alone that wouldn't have access to these notices. And putting them on government sites then also puts the onus on those citizens to go and seek out these notices. Being in a newspaper, whether it's print or online, pushes that notice out to the public. That's an important part of this process.
But isn't it also, if they're just not used to going to municipal websites, maybe they will become used to going to them if that's where they're published?
That's going to be a big change in learning. I doubt that a lot of your listeners may even know what off the top of their head, the URL to their local county website is. The News and Record put out a story a while back that, you know, last year, I think they had about 32 million visitors to their site. The county website had about 4 million. And so we're reaching a much bigger audience in print and online combined than, you know, any of the local county websites would ever get.
Phil Lucy, Executive Director of the North Carolina Press Association, thank you.
Thank you.
We reached out to Senator Wade and other members of the Guilford County delegation for this story. They didn't return calls or wouldn't agree to an interview. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.